Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's. Mm-hmm. But the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the strawberry watermelon refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast, and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull. It's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're going to need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi and Robin Dree.
We had a lot to talk about this morning. We're going to be getting to the latest in the Lindsey Clancy case, where things are at as the defense is getting ready to rest and hand it over to a jury very early next week. We'll get to that. But first this morning, we're going to be starting with the latest in the Nolan Wells investigation and where all of that is at. Nolan Wells' phone left Horn Island with his friends on July 4th. His body didn't. 6 weeks later, that phone has still not been examined. And that's where the story is at. And the family, the DA, and the friend's attorneys are all pointing fingers at each other for the delay. So what the hell is going on? That's been my reaction. Here to help us answer that question, Eric Faddis, defense attorney, former prosecutor, and of course my co-host is always Robin Drake, retired FBI special agent chief for the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program. So this is a piece of evidence, but I think we need to take a step back even further and go, this is not a criminal investigation as of right now either. So when we're thinking of evidence and things being obtained, you kind of almost say you have to hit that level of it being criminal to get there. So maybe that answers part of this. But it's still a rather odd thing, considering we don't know what happened to Nolan Wells. On July 15th, the family and District Attorney McGrath agreed to a joint forensic examination. Both sides, experts, possibly the FBI at a digital forensics lab in the Mississippi Gulf Coast Community College. No date apparently ever been set, though. A month has now passed. And now the DA is sending a demand letter out to the family saying, you got 48 hours to give us the phone. Sounds like the DA is done playing games with critical evidence. How did we get here? Eric, people want answers. The people who seemingly want the most answers are the ones holding the actual device that can probably provide most of them.
Yeah, I hear you. I mean, it's sort of intuitive to think that, my gosh, if a family lost their son under unknown circumstances and they want it to be further investigated, you would expect them to want to be cooperative with the government to provide the phone, to provide other information. It sounds like that probably hasn't happened. What is the reason for that? I think there are a number of potential reasons for that, but I think the ultimate effect is that it is hampering the possible criminal investigation that could take place without turning this over. And like I said, I think there are several possible reasons for that.
The first thing that came to my mind is, okay, in other investigations, and not that, you know, not everything is the same, nothing's ever the same, but if you're in the middle of a criminal investigation, which this is not yet, it may never be, if the authorities want your device, they're going to come get that device if it may reveal information about a crime. I know they've agreed for transparency. Here's how we're going to handle this. And I think that's great. As transparent as you can be on this, extra steps need to be taken just because of all the eyes that are on this for the sake of everyone involved and people not being accused of things that they didn't do or people being prosecuted that do need to be prosecuted. Transparency is key. But here we are. We're 6 weeks in. Either side, I mean, there really isn't an excuse here. If you want to get the phone dump and the data off of it, Crump's team certainly has the ability to get that done. Apparently, it has not been done. I'm failing to see what the problem is here. If this is a leaning into a criminal direction, wouldn't they have just went and gotten the phone by now?
You would think so, and that would certainly be an option. You know, in terms of how the government can come into possession of evidence, one is through consent. So maybe they're hoping that the family is going to ultimately provide this without the government having to go through the motions of the alternative. The alternative is a search warrant, and that's a judicial process. You have to show probable cause. You have to go seize the phone. It's a lot more hands-on and a lot more kind of intensive than if the family were to just voluntarily provide.
Yeah, and I'm not so up on how the grand jury system works, Eric, and you and Bob much more are, obviously. Because I'm always looking for tempos, I'm looking for behavior tells, you know, kind of as a soothsayer on that kind of stuff. And I'm curious, is this tempo, again, from the layman's term sitting out here, of the grand jury not having that, is that indicative, as Tony was saying, of criminal charges possibly not being pursued? And if so, I'm going to make a two-part question, which is horrendous. You should never do that. And the second part is, after they've had that phone so long, is it really, I mean, the ability to suppress then goes up, doesn't it? Because of tampering or people, in other words, no chain of custody since the event.
Yeah. So in terms of the grand jury piece, those are very secretive proceedings. So it's always public whether a grand jury has been convened and whether it's actually investigating a specific matter. So I don't exactly know the status of that. But if there was a grand jury proceeding, that grand jury has subpoena power.
Right.
They, in fact, can issue a subpoena saying, hey, we think the contents of this phone would be helpful to have us analyze whether a crime has been committed. And that subpoena can actually be sent through the grand jury process. And yeah, I think there are a number of potential chain of custody issues that could arise as well.
So I'm sorry, Tony. So does that mean that there, do you think there's a grand jury convened on this or not, do you think?
Yet.
That's what I meant, yet, yeah.
I would believe that there is. I think it would be, it would make sense considering all the public fervor about it, the allegations that there may have been criminal or, untoward sort of conduct. I think that that is very ripe for a grand jury proceeding.
Data is going to be data on a phone, but you can answer this a heck of a lot better than I can. 6 weeks in here to this, this phone has been in the hands of civilians. I don't know. I have no idea if they could access it or not. I'm assuming we do know that it has been accessed because his mother has said flat out that there was nothing on the Snapchat. She found that suspicious. That has been translated in the internet to his phone was wiped, at which there isn't evidence of that. That's conjecture as to the assumption question as to why there was nothing on the Snapchat, which can also be readily explained by a lot of people, too, going, he was in the water. The phone was on the boat. There's no service. That's why there's nothing on the Snapchat. But cross the T's, dot the I's. Find out if anything was actually deleted. The fact that this phone has just been sitting over there or in the custody of civilians, is there concern of chain of custody at this point? I mean, if anything does get wiped or is changed or altered, that would show up in the chain of access between Nolan going missing and this phone sitting in this house for 6 weeks. And I'm not suggesting anything improper, but I mean, it is a chain of custody thing. If the police had it moving around amongst themselves and nobody's documenting it went from this office to that office for 6 weeks, that would be a huge deal. The fact that it's happening on the civilian end of things, is it that big of a deal? I guess it just seems it would be very big if it were in the hands of one group, but not the other. But it's still evidence that, you know, is pretty critical to this case.
Tony, sort of hypothetically, let's say that the government comes into possession of this phone one way or the other, and there appears to be evidence of criminal activity or you know, not Nolan Wells necessarily, but just evidence on the phone. And then someone is charged with a crime down the road, hypothetically. If I'm that person's attorney, I'm going to have a field day with this digital forensics piece of this because, you know, it appears to have been multiple individuals who have handled this phone, possibly manipulated the phone. You know, if a lay person's going through a phone and they're in an app and they think that they see no activity, but perhaps they accidentally deleted something, or perhaps they accidentally engaged in their own activity, I'm going to say, hey, look, how reliable would the results of the forensic analysis of this phone be if it's been potentially manipulated, potentially distorted in terms of the contents of the phone on the date of the incident? That could be significantly different than the contents of the phone when the government gets it. And that gap in time could really be exploited by defense.
Yeah, that's my next follow-up question to that, Eric, is so say – again, world of hypothetical here because, you know, the family is doing the best they can, I'm sure, you know, lost their son. It's horrendous. But say in a situation where you have this kind of time delay and it's someone's phone like that and they open it up and they see there's stuff on there that they don't want on there. They don't want discovered because it's someone they love. It could be incriminating or embarrassing to them in some way. And they remove that information but keep the things they think are relative to something else. Could they be charged with tampering? Or anything else?
I think that they would be reasonably at risk of a charge of tampering with evidence, because usually what that requires is a person has knowledge that this evidence could be material and relevant to a criminal investigation or future case, and then you alter the condition of it. That could be a problem. Now, I doubt, you know, practically speaking, anyone would go after the family of a dead kid because they're messing with the phone. But I think that if it came to a case, the defense would say, hey, this is basically criminal tampering that the family engaged in. You didn't charge them. This thing is all over the board. We can't trust any of these results.
So, and one more follow-up to that is, so when people take actions or don't take actions, the motivations generally come down to fear of the consequences of taking those actions. So put on your conjecture hat again for a second. What would be the reason that you could hypothesize that someone wouldn't want to turn over the phone, you know, outside of the things that we've talked about? Any other ideas?
Yeah, I think there are several potential reasons. So one reason is that there is some sort of problematic content on the phone. The family doesn't want that getting in the hands of the government, possibly being disclosed to the public. And that sensitive private information might not even relate to this incident. It might just be, you know, internet searches or what have you. Another possible reason that comes to mind, Robin, is, you know, Nolan Wells is a black dude. And the judicial system historically has not served that group in a fair and just fashion. And certainly Ben Crump, his attorney, has voiced concerns that this is being mishandled in part due to race issues, and people can have different opinions on that. But I think perhaps the family is reluctant to really trust the government to say, hey, we trust you. Let me give you the my dead son's phone and everything that might be on it, and we trust you're going to do the right thing with it. Maybe the family doesn't have such trust.
Fair points.
True, and all very accurate. There's a lot of reason not to have trust in Mississippi. They still have tons of issues that are not ancient history. I would also argue, though, that Ben Crump is not exactly the most trustworthy character. He's been tweeting out inaccuracies, misinformation, flat out accusations against people who had nothing to do with this, and never really correcting the record either when he's tweeting out pictures that aren't accurate and things and trying to connect things to this case, which end up getting a lot of people inflamed, getting a lot of people angry. And it's not responsible to send people down angry routes based on inaccurate information or just flat out lies. When I first heard about this, the first thing that came to my mind was this, and Robin, give me your take. And when I'm trying to think of what's inspiring someone not to turn this phone over,
right,
is, well, maybe this grandstanding that Crump has done. I'm not saying the family, because Crump's been the one that's been the grandstander here. The family has made statements. The mom making a statement out loud of, the Snapchat's empty. And then Crump takes it to the next level of things are deleted and it was wiped. That's not what she exactly said. She pointed out that was and should be looked at. Fair enough statement. Agreed. But when you take it to that next level that gets accusatory of other people doing nefarious things to hide a crime, that takes it to another level. And these statements have been made. They're in the ether. You have whole groups of people that are salivating, believing that something nefarious happened here. And look, if it did, we're going to follow it. But we just don't know. The fact that all that's been out there, and then maybe some cooler heads have prevailed in the last 6 weeks. Maybe some people have also looked at the phone going, yeah, honey, that phone where it says that it's missing, that's just because the phone didn't have service. It wasn't accessed. Maybe they got their answer back from Snapchat by now of, nobody posted anything. That kind of kills the whole vitriol. That kind of kills all the grandstanding, and it makes you look like a fucking fool. I'm wondering if that might be part of the reason why that phone's not been turned over, because there are certain truths that don't necessarily align with the grandstanding that's been done for 6 weeks.
Yeah, and so grandstanding, so let's look at that. Again, fear is a motivator, and a fear of what? And so someone, again, hypothetically like Crump, this is an individual that relies upon his brand, his messaging, and when you jump out front on and make statements like law enforcement does, and they have to backpedal because they said something stupid too fast, what happens is if you have an incongruency of message, it erodes your brand. It erodes the public trust. It erodes a lot about who you are. If that's all who you are, that's what your identity comes down to, is that people trust me because my messaging is accurate and it's on point, and I'm a activist and a righteous person for these misrepresented groups, whatever it is. And if you fear exposure of incongruency of message, that could also delay it as a possibility. Not saying it is, I'm just saying, again, remember, always thinking in terms of, what's the fear for taking the action that the individual has? And so then we just have to look at the data we have and see what fits.
It's like, well, who's driving the ship? It makes me wonder. Is it the family that's driving the ship, or is the family has Crump behind the wheel here and they're kind of been at his mercy? And I don't know that they're steering them in the right direction. The direction they should be steering for is truth, not rage. Rage if it's called for, but let's determine if it should be called for first.
Well, remember, so we have bifurcated best interests here. Again, going to human behavior, humans are always going to act in their own best interest. The best interest of the family is the family, is their son. That is a singular best interest. Now, Crump comes in, he's got a bifurcated at least best interest. He's got a best interest for the family, he's got a best interest for himself. And so you have two balancing best interests at play for him. So he's got multiple factors he's considering when taking action. The family has one. And so that actually plays into it for me as well. I'm sorry, I hijacked everything.
It's a lot of conjecture, because at the end of the day, we just don't know. And that's what I come to every time on this case. We just don't know. Could it have been something? Sure. But there's no evidence as of yet that points there. And the behavior evidence, the track record of the people and the friends and all that, there's been no leakage in 6 months. There's no weird videos out there of like them being secretly Klans people and they hate their black friend. None of that exists. So what's going on?
I've seen a lot of very good faith actions by all those involved, the friends and everyone else. So, and again, when you have no leakage with this kind of climate in which we live in, I think that's an indicator, not a complete, but a decent indicator of what's there or not there.
Yeah. There's certainly questions that deserve to be answered, and there's extra caution that needs to be handled on this case, and extra dotting of T's and I's. Definitely. Just to really make sure for everybody involved. But at the end of the day, the facts are the facts. We just need to get to them. That's the thing. So anyway, your thoughts in the comments section on Substack and YouTube. We'd love for you to weigh in. The links are there in the description.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's, mm-hmm. but the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the Strawberry Watermelon Refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast, and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull. It's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're gonna need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's, mm-hmm. but the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the Strawberry Watermelon Refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast, and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull. It's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're gonna need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's, mm-hmm. but the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the Strawberry Watermelon Refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast, and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull. It's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're going to need it. kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's. Mm-hmm. But the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the Strawberry Watermelon Refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast, and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull. It's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're going to need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's, mm-hmm. but the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the Strawberry Watermelon Refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast, and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull. It's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're going to need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here. And you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's, mm-hmm. but the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the Strawberry Watermelon Refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast, and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull. It's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're going to need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.